We learned a few hours ago that a longtime colleague of ours has died. NPR correspondent Ina Jaffe was 75 years old. She had been living with cancer for the past few years. Karen Grigsby Bates, a co-worker and friend of Jaffe's, has this appreciation.
Even if you were only half listening to the radio, you always knew when Ina Jaffe was on the air.
Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Ina's rich alto voice made you listen, whether she was reporting on politics, a high-profile criminal trial, or toward the end of her career, describing the advances in aging for a beat she created because she saw the need for it. Most of her colleagues will tell you, Ina was a reporter's reporter.
She's very tough.
Renee Montaigne and Ina were friends and colleagues in NPR's Western Bureau for decades. Ina, she said, was a strong believer in accuracy.
She was a tough journalist in the classic way. She wanted you to tell her the truth, and she wanted to get it right. She's an example for everybody.
Although she sounded as if she'd rolled out of the womb with a microphone in her hand, Ina actually had another career before coming to NPR. Scott Simon, an old friend and host of NPR's Weekend Edition Saturday, recalls he first met Ina when NPR opened its Chicago bureau in the late 70s.
I had not met her, but I certainly knew about her. She was part of the old Organic Theater group. I don't think she'd mind me mentioning that she had done in some kind of Mamedian play, she'd done a very noteworthy scene with no clothes on.
And she did that scene like she did her reporting, very matter-of-factly. No discomfort. It was what the job required. Just do the job. Jackie Leiden is a former NPR correspondent and one of Ina's best friends. She says when Ina expressed an interest in working at NPR, she wondered initially whether the actor could make the jump from theater to hard news. And she soon realized she didn't need to worry. Ina's gift for dramatic narrative was a transferable skill.
Because she knew that stories are really, as with the theater, about putting on a show. And Ina was an actor, and the stories were the show, and NPR was a stage, and she rang that curtain down all the way to becoming the aging correspondent.
As NPR's correspondent on aging, Ina told stories about aging with no cuteness or condescension. And she supported everyone in their own searches to get it right. Fellow Chicagoan Sonari Glinton sat near Ina at NPR West for years. He covered the car industry and made national news when he reported on a Volkswagen scandal. The company had tinkered with its new diesel models to make their mileage artificially high. An angry VW publicist called to complain, and Sonari says Ina overheard him trying to reason with the publicist.
She was like, got up out of her desk, walked around, stood at my desk and said, "Don't apologize for doing your job." That is the thing that I value most. Like the number of times... Don't ask that question again. Don't apologize for being a journalist.
And boy, did she know how to do her job. In 2011, Ina discovered that a large part of the Veteran Administration's West Los Angeles Medical Center's campus was being leased to several businesses that had nothing to do with serving vets. That land was supposed to house some of the scores of homeless vets who were haunting the 400-acre campus. Ina broke a series of stories that changed policy. Sonari Glinton.
They built housing in part because of the attention that got drawn to the Veterans Administration because of the work that Ina did over multiple years.
That work won several awards. Not that you could see them on her desk. That was a legendary mess of notebooks, pens, Chicago Cubs stuff, and half-drunk cups of tea. Scott Simon has a favorite memory of Ina from 1983, the night Harold Washington became Chicago's first black mayor. Ina had covered Washington's campaign and was at his packed campaign headquarters trying to reach the stage so she could set up her mic before the mayor-elect arrived for his victory party. At barely 5 feet, moving through that crowd was going to be a challenge.
And I will thank Richard Daley for his graciousness.
Suddenly, somebody got the idea, looked at her, and said, "Well, you know, we can lift you over there." And Ina was lifted off the ground by Harold Washington supporters, and she was passed hand over hand. Ina, who knew just how to handle it, smiling down at them, thanking them, slapping palms. I will just never forget her smile from within the sea of hands and friendly shoulders.
I like thinking that a sea of hands and friendly shoulders is helping Ina on the next part of her journey somewhere. And you can bet she still won't be apologizing to anyone for doing her job. For NPR News, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates in Los Angeles.